Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a level one risk for severe storms this afternoon and this evening. I'll show you the timeline and who's most likely to see some wind damage.
A water rescue is happening right now behind me. Coming up, I'll tell you what they found so far.
And tensions in the Middle East are rising as Israel launches a military strike on Iran. The reaction to that attack and the response from the U.S. as well. Bringing in here 8 o'clock right now. If this is your starting point on your Friday, welcome. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you in with us for news today. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We see these clouds behind us. They're going to stick around today, and we also have that severe risk coming in.
We do. We're going to see that line of thunderstorms developing right around 5 or 6 o'clock and exiting around 8 or 9 o'clock this evening after dinner time. It's going to be a fairly narrow band. We'll have the potential for some strong gusty winds and some heavy rain. Take a look at the front itself. We've had a few severe thunderstorm warnings here in northern Alabama and a lot of thunder and lightning along this system as it is moving east. So it's headed our way for sure. Cloudy skies for the most part this morning, but closer to lunchtime, there may be some holes in the clouds. We may see partly cloudy skies just briefly this afternoon before our line of thunderstorms develops. And you can see that starts to move in right around 5 o'clock. Notice it's a fairly narrow band. We'll pause it again here at 6 o'clock. It's not likely to be in any one location more than around 30 minutes. So you may have half an hour of some strong gusty winds, some heavy rain. And once it's moved by, you should pretty much be done. Notice by 8 o'clock, we're seeing that from Rocky Mount down toward Goldsboro, and then it's eastward and out of the viewing area. And there may be some lingering showers in spots, but for the most part, it's really just going to be that band that comes through. We may see some winds reaching severe criteria, which is 58 miles per hour or stronger, and that can knock down some trees. I wouldn't expect to see widespread severe storms, but maybe one or two wind damage reports. A live look at Chapel Hill now. Cloudy skies, 61. A southeast wind at 7 miles per hour. It's 63 in Fayetteville, 57 in Goldsboro, and 55 in South Hill. Hour by hour, we're in the low 70s at lunchtime and low 80s for highs this afternoon. We turn cooler over the weekend. As a matter of fact, Sunday is just going to be chilly and wet. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, here at 8:02, we're following some breaking news in Apex with a pretty bad crash on Highway 55 just south of the US 1 interchange. It's right in front of the fire station there on 55. Pretty heavy delays in both directions of 55 between US 1 and Holly Springs. Give yourself some extra time through there. We're working to learn more about that crash. Another crash with injuries. This one is in Morrisville on Carpenter Fire Station Road, not too far from the Highway 55 intersection. Look out for some delays there as they get that one cleared. Elsewhere around the triangle, a couple of crashes that I'm following in Raleigh. One on Glenwood Avenue right around Lead Mine Road. Another on Glenwood Avenue around the Wade Avenue interchange. Not seeing big delays with those just yet. Coming in from Wake Forest, you're running into a 7-minute delay right now on southbound Capitol Boulevard. We're seeing a 4-minute backup overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue. Just some of the usual congestion around Capitol Boulevard. And in Durham, we're looking okay on our major routes with one exception, 885 northbound. We're now measuring a 5-minute backup heading from I-40 up to 147.
Busy morning in our newsroom. We have breaking news we're following right now. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is conducting a water rescue at Harris Lake, and crews have responded there just after 6 o'clock this morning. They're on the water. WRL's Nick Perlin is there on the breaking news tracker. Nick, what have you learned about this so far?
Well, Jeff, we know that that search is still continuing right now. We know that they were able to rescue one person. That person was taken to the hospital. And as you can see right here, there's a boat actually going into the water right now to continue looking for more people. We also have a lot of crews here. We see Holly Springs Fire and Rescue, as well as Wake EMS is on scene. I do want to show you this video that we captured about 30 minutes ago. You can see somebody being taken off of a boat, and then you can see them being strapped into a gurney, and shortly thereafter, they're pushing that person on the gurney and into an ambulance. I'll say at around 7:45, we did see that ambulance truck leave here at Harris Lake and take that person to the hospital. So still a lot of questions right now. Like I said, this search is continuing. They're still trying to find out if there are more people who were still in the water right now after needing to make a boating rescue. We're going to stay on top of this one all morning, and when we have new information, we'll let you know. Live in Wake County, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
We're following breaking news this morning out of the Middle East as well. Hours ago, Israel carried out a strike inside Iran. That's according to an NBC News source. The move threatens to escalate the conflict in the Middle East. Here's what we know about it so far. Iranian reports say three blasts were heard near a military base where fighter jets are kept. Iranian military leaders say their air defenses shot down three drones. Iran suspended flights for hours from airports in that area and diverted other flights around its airspace. That air traffic has now since resumed. Israel's allies, including the U.S., are calling for restraint. The U.S. did not greenlight this Israeli attack. The attack is seen as direct retaliation to Iran's massive attack on Israel Sunday. It fired more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel. Iran said its attack was in response to a deadly Israeli airstrike on a Syrian consulate that killed top military Iranian officials. We are waiting for comment from President Biden. And more breaking news we're following. Nearly a dozen people were able to escape a home in Durham when fire broke out this morning. Firefighters responded to the scene on Andrew Avenue just after midnight. Investigators say when they got there, they found heavy smoke and flames on the right side of that house. You can see all the damage in the video from the WRL breaking news tracker. Officials say 11 people were inside that home. They also say it was being used as a boarding house. No one was injured. We're working to learn the cause of the fire. A person is recovering this morning after being shot while walking near North Carolina Central University. Police say people in a passing vehicle shot the man about 9 o'clock last night while he was walking near Cecil Street and Fitzgerald Avenue. The man who was shot ran to a nearby home on Chautauqua Avenue, and he was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. We are working to find out if police have any information about who's responsible for the shooting. Pretty soon you'll be able to fly nonstop from RDU to Latin America, Panama City. It's on Copa Airlines. Today, the airline CEO will be in Wake County to talk with local leaders. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live at RDU this morning. This is a flight from Copa that's being added here, one of several new international flights coming to the airport, Kelsey.
Jeff, it sure is. And this summer, planes will be taking off from here at RDU to go to Panama City. And this morning, the CEO of Copa Airlines will talk to Raleigh business leaders about how they're going to make that happen. Travelers will be going through Terminal 2 to head to new destinations this year. Direct flights to Panama, Germany, and Mexico are coming to RDU this summer. Today, Copa Airlines CEO will talk about connecting the triangle to Latin America. This comes as RDU keeps expanding. The airport had a record-breaking number of spring break travelers this year, 1.2 million. That's almost a 7% increase from last March. And more than 150 people are expected to come to a forum today to hear from the CEO of Copa Airlines, and that's expected to begin this morning at 9 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live at RDU.
All right, sound the siren. We now know, new this morning, the schedule, the full schedule for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL released those dates and times for all the games, 1 o'clock this morning. We already knew game one for the Canes and New York Islanders, 5 o'clock, PNC Arena tomorrow. Game two, we now know, will be Monday night, 7:30, also at PNC. The series will then shift to Long Island for games 3 and 4. Those games will be next Thursday, 7:30, and next Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then if game 5 is needed, it'll be Tuesday, April 30th in Raleigh. A game 6 would be back in New York Thursday, May 2nd. And if the series goes to a game 7, it would be Saturday, May 4th at PNC Arena. Some resale tickets, by the way, still available on Ticketmaster for tomorrow's Game 1. Cheapest we found, $75 each. They go as high as $900 for a ticket. And for Monday's Game 2, tickets range from just under $100 to $1,000. Some sad news to tell you about this morning. We learned local hip-hop icon, UNC Chapel Hill educator Kevin Rowdy Rousey has died. Rousey was known for his work to make hip-hop more accessible. North Carolina Arts Council announced his passing on its Facebook page. He founded two Triangle Area Ciphers and was director of Black Space, an Afrofuturist teen center. Rousey co-founded the Grammy-nominated record label Only Us, and he's also been featured on BET, NPR, PBS Kids, and has given TEDx talks on the importance of the hip-hop culture. We have no word on what caused his death. Ken Smith reported earlier it was a heart attack. Rousey was 32 years old. Still ahead this morning, it was another close call at a busy airport. The frantic calls from an air traffic controller to stop a collision between two planes on the tarmac. Plus, people in Spring Hope are calling it disheartening and disrespectful. Just ahead, what the post office says happened to their mail and how you can prevent it from happening to you.
Thunderstorms are likely late this afternoon and this evening. We have a level one risk for it today. Check out Sunday, a high of only 59 degrees. We'll talk about when the rain arrives for you Sunday coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. Let's take a live look at Roxborough. Yeah, those clouds are packed in for sure. Not much breeze to move them out either. Decent warm temperatures still continue through this Friday, but severe risk of level 1 out of 5 for our weather situation here today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with another look around town.
Yeah, it is gray on all of these cameras. I've seen a few cameras, especially say down around Pinehurst, Southern Pines, where there's a little bit of sunshine right now. And we could see some sun as we get closer to lunchtime. But if we do, that's going to help to fire up the atmosphere and bring us better ingredients for those thunderstorms later on today. Goldsboro Apex, all cloudy, gray skies here in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our newsroom there in Fayetteville. We have a level one risk for severe storms. Wind damage, our greatest threat. It includes almost the entire viewing area. And this system does have a history of producing some strong thunderstorms. As a matter of fact, in the last hour or 2 hours, we've seen several severe thunderstorm warnings there in northern Alabama. Showers and thunderstorms out ahead of this front as it creeps toward us for later on this afternoon. We're mainly cloudy now, but we'll pause it at lunchtime. You can see a little bit of sunshine peeking through. By 5 o'clock, we see this line of thunderstorms moving into our western counties. So I'm going to pause it right there. Take a look at how wide this is. It's not very wide. It's a narrow band. There's not much ahead of it or behind it. So this is going to move through pretty quickly. You can see by 7 o'clock, it's in our eastern counties. By 8 o'clock, it's almost out of the viewing area. So it may not sit over you for more than about 30 minutes or so, but you will see some heavy rain and some strong blustery winds. And there could be severe level winds, which would be 58 miles per hour or stronger, embedded in some of those thunderstorms, but I think that would be isolated. Here's futurecast for Saturday. Saturday is going to be a quiet day. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, or maybe some overcast periods, sun breaking through, highs in the mid-70s. Should be a really nice day to be outside. Tar Heel 10-miler happens on Saturday, and our own Jeff Hogan is emceeing the race. He normally runs, but instead he's just going to run his mouth. Oops, did I say that? I only said it because he's sitting right there, and I got a laugh. Temperatures will be great for the race. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 60s. On Sunday, we'll see an increasing chance for rain from south to north across our area. Just be prepared for at least the second half of the day to be fairly wet and chilly, too. That front will be to our south. It's going to open up the doors to some chilly air coming in from the north, and highs will only be in the upper 50s. So for this afternoon, we're going to see that line of storms coming through afternoon, evening. Saturday's fairly dry. Sunday is going to be maybe an afternoon soaker. We will end up all total with about a half an inch of rain in the triangle. This is the new run of the models. Look at that. We actually are bumping on up here, looking at an inch and a half over there toward Rocky Mount and around an inch down to the south. Most of that's going to be our Sunday rain. So we're going to settle in to some rain Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. After that, we dry out and it's chilly. Really, I think the biggest feature in the 7-day forecast after the weekend are these chilly mornings with lows in the 40s, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now. We're seeing some big backups as we follow this crash on Highway 55 as you head out of Holly Springs and into Apex, just south of the US 1 interchange near that fire station there on 55. See that red showing up on Main Street coming out of Holly Springs, also right around the 55 bypass and 540. It's going to take you about 23 minutes to make that trip this morning from the central part of Holly Springs up to the US 1 interchange if you use 55. Might be a good morning to consider using the toll road to get to US 1. That'll save you about 7 minutes. Or you could take Sunset Lake Road out to Stevenson Road and then from there pick up 1010 Road and get on US 1 on the other side of all of that. That's apparently a serious crash with injuries this morning, maybe a little while before it's cleared. In Morrisville, I'm following another crash with injuries on Carpenter Fire Station Road near the 55 intersection. We are seeing some delays through there. Also tracking backups on Capitol Boulevard, rather on Glenwood Avenue, right around Lead Mine Road, an earlier crash there in the clearing stages, and on Glenwood Avenue, right around Wade Avenue near the Five Points community. Looks like that one is almost completely cleared at this point.
Thanks, Brian. New this morning, strong storms moved through parts of Illinois, leaving damage behind with downed trees and power lines reported throughout the area. High winds are to blame for this semi being blown over. According to officials, one person was injured and taken to the hospital. There's no word yet on that person's condition. A Fayetteville mother is expected to be in court today after she was arrested for carrying a weapon on school property. 35-year-old Stevie Lynn Pelfrey faces one charge of carrying a weapon on educational property. She was arrested yesterday after a Hope Mills Middle School resource officer saw her with a handgun during a baseball game. She was released on a $2,500 bond. A Maryland teenager is in custody for allegedly threatening a mass shooting at a high school. Police say 18-year-old Alex Yee wrote a 129-page manifesto that described a school shooting. Yee claims it was a fictional story. Police say they got a tip from someone who said they knew Yee from their time together at a psychiatric facility. Officers say Yee owns a BB gun, but no other weapons were found. Authorities say his internet searches included gun ranges near me and searches about recent school shootings. He has been charged with threat of mass violence and is being held without bond. Over 100 people were arrested, including Representative Ilhan Omar's daughter, after protesters set an encampment in New York's Columbia University in support of Gaza. Now, the demonstrators occupied this space on the university's south lawn for 30 hours. Columbia asked the NYPD for help and said the students had been suspended and were refusing to leave. Tensions over free speech have erupted on some college campuses since the war between Hamas and Israel started in October. There's another close call on an airport runway. The FAA is investigating a near collision between two jets at Washington's Reagan National Airport. Two planes were on an apparent collision course Thursday after being cleared onto the same runway. Audio recordings reveal air traffic controllers shouting for a Southwest Airlines flight to stop as it began taxiing right in front of a JetBlue plane.
Stop! Southwest 2937, stop!
You hear the urgency there. A source tells NBC News the planes came within 1,000 feet, just a few seconds of each other. The close call comes the day before a four-day hiring period to try to address a severe staffing shortage among air traffic controllers. The Smithsonian Museum of American History will reopen today in Washington after a bomb threat last night. Officials say the threat came in just minutes before closing time. Local law enforcement fully secured that building before clearing it for staff to re-enter. The U.S. Park Police and D.C. Metropolitan Police are investigating the threat. Duke University is transitioning a scholarship for black undergraduate students to a leadership program. This comes after the Supreme Court decided to end race-conscious admissions, known as affirmative action. The Reginaldo Howard Memorial Scholarship rewarded black students with scholarships. The university now says a leadership program will take its place. Today, UNC Health is celebrating the largest addition to its Chapel Hill campus in more than 70 years. UNC is unveiling the progress on its new North Carolina Surgical Hospital today. A seven-story, 375,000-square-foot facility will offer people across the state advanced surgical care and services. The hospital is due to open to patients this summer. There's a new warning about fruits and vegetables you eat. According to a new consumer report, about 20% of fruits and vegetables contain unhealthy levels of pesticide. Most of the produce imported into the U.S. contain the highest levels. About 59 common fruits and vegetables, including fresh, canned, dried, and frozen varieties, were tested over 7 years with the Department of Agriculture. It found the majority of highly contaminated imports were typically frozen strawberries. Imported and domestic green beans also tested high for pesticides, even samples labeled as organic. And you want to check your fridge for this. Trader Joe's is recalling organic basil from the Infinite Herbs brand because of the risk of salmonella contamination. The basil was sold in 29 states, including North Carolina. So if you bought any of that, you're advised to return it to the store for a refund. The CDC reports got at least a dozen people got sick from the basil. One person was hospitalized. Kraft Heinz is being sued after a report about heavy metals being found in Lunchables. Five on Your Side told you last week Consumer Reports found concerning levels of lead and other heavy metals in the popular children's food. While the levels are below regulatory limits, over time they can lead to health and developmental problems. A New York mom filed a class action lawsuit this week citing Consumer Reports testing and accusing Kraft Heinz of false, misleading, and deceptive advertising. Raleigh's getting a jump on things celebrating Earth Day today. The city is hosting a free community event from 5 to 10 tonight at Dick's Park. It'll feature Earth-conscious vendors and organizations. There'll also be live music, games, and other activities. The city will give out its environmental awards during that event. And the movie The Lorax will be shown starting tonight. And then tomorrow night, this is going to be pretty much drubbed by the clouds. But what's happening in the sky, the oldest known meteor shower, the Lyrids, is peaking tomorrow. And NASA recommends folks who can see it find a dark area, lie flat on your back with your feet facing the east. And anywhere from 20 to 100 shooting stars can be seen per hour during the peak. We are likely going to be in the zero category with our cloud cover. After more than 20 years in business, a community favorite is closing its doors. What's next for Armadillo Grill as it closes its location on Glenwood Avenue? And employees with Durham School say a budget increase is sorely needed to make sure vital workers stay with the district.
To get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26 is the time right now on our Friday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. We're going to get straight over to Brian Schrader right now because there's a traffic mess in Apex during our rush hour.
This is on 55 just south of the US 1 interchange. A crash reported right in front of the Apex fire station out there. Heavy delays leaving the Holly Springs area this morning up on 55. Consider using 540 to get to US 1 or Sunset Lake Road, Stevenson Road. We'll take you back to 1010 Road, and then from there you can pick up US 1 northbound on the other side of those big delays. I'm also watching a crash with injuries in Morrisville on Carpenter Fire Station Road near Highway 55. Look out for delays in that area as well as police and fire activity, Elizabeth.
And we have a level one risk for severe storms. Most of these are going to be late afternoon into the evening, and wind damage would be our biggest threat. They're going to produce some heavy rain, you know, just like most thunderstorms do, and some gusty winds too, starting at around 5 o'clock or so and lasting until around 8 or so. And it's likely to be a fairly narrow line. It'll be in and out pretty quickly. We are seeing cloudy skies ahead of it. Little bit of blue trying to peek out there in Wilson, 57 Wilson, 61 in Durham, and 63 in Fayetteville. Town by town, anywhere from the mid-50s to low 60s right now heading out the door, around 70 at lunchtime, and we'll see the low 80s before the rain begins later this afternoon.
Today, local business owners will hear about the newest airline coming to RDU. The CEO of Copa Airlines will speak at a Raleigh Chamber of Commerce event. He'll talk about the airline's growth and the attractiveness of the RDU market. Copa Airlines is one of three airlines launching new international flights from RDU this summer. Next on Fox 50, we are following breaking news as Wake County Sheriff's Office is responding to a water rescue call. That's out at Harris Lake. We'll get to that. And up next on today, highly anticipated new music from female artists on the way this spring. Is it a pop girl spring?
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30, a crash in Apex creating some big delays coming in from Holly Springs this morning. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you about 10 minutes.
And a level one risk for severe storms. We could see some wind damage late this afternoon into the evening. I'll show you the timeline.
A water rescue is happening right now behind me on Harris Lake. Coming up, I'll tell you everything we know so far.
Also right now on Fox 50, conflict rising in the Middle East as Israel launches a strike on Iran. The response this morning as concerns over an all-out war mount. A lot to get through this half hour here on Fox 50 at 8:30. I'm Ken Smith. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking some risk of severe weather heading our way.
Yeah, this level one risk does encompass almost the entire viewing area. Wind damage would be the biggest threat, but we'll likely have some heavy rain as this looks like it's going to be a line of thunderstorms. And look where it is right now, moving across Tennessee and Kentucky. We did have some severe storms just a few hours ago here in, actually just a brand new one popped up here in northern Alabama. So we have that potential later this afternoon. We take a look at futurecast between now and lunchtime. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but a few breaks in the clouds closer to lunchtime. And then that line of thunderstorms develops. It's likely moving into our western counties at around 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, right through the middle of the viewing area. And notice it's a fairly narrow band. Typically with a narrow band like this, we'll have some strong gusty winds. Some of those could reach severe criteria and the rain will be heavy, but it moves through fairly quickly and is starting to push out by around 8 o'clock or so. So it's not going to last long. If you do have outdoor plans, hopefully you can work around it. Again, our best chance for showers and storms starting around 5 and should be out of here by around 9 o'clock. Here's a live look at Lake Gaston, looking beautiful there. Those clouds look gorgeous, don't they? Not necessarily great boating weather, even though the temperatures will be mild today. It's going to be on the gray and breezy side. 61, our temperature. temperature in the Triangle, 63 in Fayetteville, 55 in Roxborough and South Hill right now. We climb to 70 at lunchtime, and we'll see highs in the low 80s for this afternoon. We have some much cooler air that rolls in over the weekend, especially for Sunday. I'll show you some highs in the 50s coming up.
Elizabeth, it is 8:32 right now, and we are following breaking news in Apex with a crash on 55 just south of the U.S. 1 interchange there. Seeing some very heavy delays in Holly Springs, leaving on both 55 and the 55 bypass. That northbound side heading up toward U.S. 1, badly congested right now. Best alternate route is going to be using the toll road. Take 540 out to U.S. 1 northbound, and then from there head on up to 55 and 1010 road. That will save you between 7 and 10 minutes, according to the latest sensor readings. I'm also watching a crash in Morrisville right now on Carpenter Fire Station Road right around Highway 55. I'm seeing some delay showing up on the sensors there. That apparently is a crash with injuries still in the clearing stages. We had an earlier crash at Glenwood Avenue around Lead Mine Road. It looks like that one has largely been cleared at this point. And for the most part, we have very light traffic volume. Just a little bit of a slowdown showing up right now on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue. In Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, our major routes are all looking good, Ken.
Brian, thanks. We're following some breaking news right now. A water rescue effort is happening at Harris Lake involving a boat. Now, we're finding out that Wake County deputies found at least one person and are looking for others. Let's get right to Nick Perlin there in the breaking news tracker with what he's been able to find out. Nick.
Ken, we know the Wake County Sheriff's Office received this call at around 6 a.m. Like you said, one person was taken to the hospital, and that search is continuing behind me right now. I'm going to step out of the way, and you can see out in the distance on Harris Lake some flickering lights. Those are crews continuing this water rescue, trying to find more people who could potentially still be out there. We do know that, one person was taken to the hospital, and I'm going to show you this video from about an hour ago from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. You can see somebody being helped off of a rescue boat and then being put into a gurney, strapped into it, and then being pushed into an ambulance. At around 7:45, that ambulance did leave here. So that there's still a lot of questions right now. We're still trying to figure out how exactly this happened and if there are more people still needing to be rescued. That's the latest right now. We're going to stay on top of this all morning. When we have new information, we'll let you know. Live at Harris Lake, Nick Perlin, WREL News.
Well, follow some breaking news overseas out of the Middle East this morning. Israel carrying out a strike in Iran. It's a move that threatens to further escalate the conflict in the Middle East. Iranian reports say three blasts were heard near a military base where fighter jets are kept. Now, Iranian military leaders say their air defenses shot down three drones. Israel allies, including the U.S., are calling for restraint. The U.S., by the way, did not participate in this Israeli attack. Israel's military has not given a comment. The attack is seen as a direct retaliation to Iran's massive attack on Israel over the weekend. Iran fired more than 300 drones and missiles. Iran said its attack was in response to a deadly Israeli airstrike on a Syrian consulate that killed top military Iranian officials. We are awaiting comments from President Biden. More breaking news now. Nearly a dozen people were able to escape a home in Durham when fire broke out this morning. Firefighters responded to the scene on Anger Avenue just after midnight. Investigators say when they arrived, they found heavy smoke and flames on the right side of that home. You can see the damage from this video, courtesy of the WREL Breaking News Tracker. Officials say 11 people were inside that home, but they were all able to get out safely. No one was hurt. We're working to learn the cause of that fire. A person is recovering this morning after being shot while walking near the campus of North Carolina Central University. Police say people in a passing vehicle shot the man at about 9 o'clock last night. The man who was shot was taken to a nearby hospital after he ran to a nearby home on Chautauqua Avenue. We're working to figure out exactly the information police are giving us and who could be responsible for this shooting. A 12-person jury plus an alternate have now been selected for the criminal trial against former President Trump. The judge will aim to sit another five alternate jurors before the end of the day today. The judge said he may change the number of alternates needed if jury selection wraps up quickly enough. The judge says he will hold what's called a Sandoval hearing this afternoon that will decide what in Trump's legal history can be used if he chooses to testify in this hush money trial. Well, today, the CEO of RDU International's newest airline will be in Wake County to meet with some local leaders. Copa Airlines is bringing a nonstop flight to Panama City this summer. As WREL's Kelsey Coffey shares, Copa Airlines is one of three airlines that are launching new international flights.
This summer, planes will be taking off from here at RDU to head to Panama City. And this morning, the CEO of Copa Airlines will talk to Raleigh business leaders about how they're going to do that. Travelers will go through Terminal 2 to head to new destinations this year. Direct flights to Panama, Germany, and Mexico are coming to RDU this summer. Today, Copa Airlines CEO will talk about connecting the triangle to Latin America. This comes as RDU keeps expanding. The airport had a record-breaking number of spring break travelers this year. 1.2 million. That's almost a 7% increase from last March. More than 150 people are expected to come to the forum today to hear from Copa Airlines CEO, and that meeting is scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News at RDU.
New this morning, we now know the full schedule for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL releasing the dates and times of all the games around 1 o'clock this morning. Now, we already knew game one for the Canes and the New York Islanders would start at 5 tomorrow afternoon at PNC Arena. Game two will be Monday night at 7:30, also at PNC. The series will then shift to Long Island for games 3 and 4 next Thursday and Saturday. Game five will be April 30th in Raleigh, if needed. Game six will be in New York on May 2nd, and a deciding seventh game would be Saturday, May 4th at PNC Arena. Well, Durham School's employees say a plan to increase their pay in the coming school year is a step toward making things right. They rallied outside Thursday night school board meeting, as you can see right here. It was the latest demonstration in a months-long dispute with the school system over pay. Last year, classified staff members in Durham schools got raises but had to give them up because of a budgeting error. The newly proposed budget sets aside about $8 million for a pay bump. Employees say it's much-needed money.
We need that $8.8 million to stem the bleeding right now to make sure my colleagues will stay.
The Durham Association of Educators say it wants to make sure special education and ESL teachers get raises as well. The school board is set to vote on the budget next month. Well, today, the U.S. Secretary of Energy will be in Raleigh to announce new clean energy initiatives. Governor Cooper will join Jennifer Granholm on Siemens Energy Facility today. They will be celebrating the expansion of the Siemens facility in Charlotte, which will begin producing large power transformers in 2026. Is being made possible by tax credits offered through the Inflation Reduction Act. Well, time now, we're coming up about 8:41. Iconic pair of jeans getting a boost. Coming up, the lift Levi's is getting from Beyonce's latest album. Also, actress Mariska Hargitay is channeling her inner detective. Coming up, how she used her on-screen role to help a little girl in the middle of filming. Welcome back at 8:43 on your Friday morning. You're looking live at North Hills, a bit of cloud cover hanging over North Hills, which is actually a harbinger. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking around of severe weather headed our way.
And we do have a level one risk for severe storms. This is a brand new update, just came in a couple of minutes ago from the Storm Prediction Center. It's very similar to the outline that we were previously seeing. It just took a little bit more of our northeastern counties out of that severe weather threat. We're really looking at the best chance of the severe storms being from the triangle area southward, and that's certainly what's outlined there in that level one risk. So we do have the potential for some damaging wind gusts late this afternoon into this evening. From now through lunchtime, we may see some increasing sunshine. Right now we have gray skies, but we may see some sunshine around lunchtime. And then we'll see this line of thunderstorms develops. It's a fairly narrow band, so it's not going to be sitting over any one place for a very long time, probably around 30 minutes or so. But you will see some heavy rain with it and some strong gusty winds. Some of those could be strong enough to knock down some trees. We may see some severe weather reports. At 7 o'clock, it's in our eastern counties, and then by 8 or 9, it's moving on out. Now, the timeline of this on the models continues to shift a little bit, so don't be surprised if it's a little bit earlier or a little bit later. We're starting to see the models maybe trend slightly later over the last several runs, so just keep checking back. And of course, if the thunderstorms roll into your area, turn on WRAL. We'll be tracking those for you all evening. Here's a look at future cast as we get through Saturday. Saturday may start with some cloud cover, but we should see a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon. Saturday looks like a fine day to be outside, much nicer than Sunday. Sunday is shaping up to really be kind of a mess. We may see some showers late on Saturday night, but again, most of Saturday looks dry. Here's a look again at today, looking at that potential for storms from around 5 or 6 to around 8 or 9 o'clock. Here's a look at Lake Gaston. Gray skies here with a temperature of 61, so it's a mild start this morning. We'll look at our temperatures this afternoon. Still warm, 83 in Raleigh, 82 in Durham, and 86 in Fayetteville. So that 83 today will feel great. Sunday, 59 degrees. What a huge change we'll see. We'll see a front shifting southward. Winds will start to come out of the north. We're going to set up with a lot of clouds and some showers, so it's going to make for a really chilly day on Sunday. 74 is our normal high, so we're way above that for today. We're going to be well below that on Sunday. And then slowly temperatures will rebound next week. Sunday looks like it'll be the wettest day of the next three, including today and tomorrow. We'll see increasing chances for rain from south to north during the day on Sunday. It looks like most of us should be wet during the afternoon. That high of just 59, it's going to be a good day to spend some time inside. Hurricanes forecast. Games at 5 o'clock. If you're tailgating ahead of the game, it'll be nice. Mostly cloudy, but pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s. After Sunday, temperatures begin to rebound in the afternoons, but we have some chilly mornings in our forecast. In the 40s, Monday and Tuesday morning, as well as Wednesday and Thursday. So I'll have to get the jackets back out again, Brian.
All right, Elizabeth, we have a crash just reported in South Raleigh on Hammond Road at Rush Street, getting reports that some lanes are blocked out there. Still have that crash clearing in Apex on 55, just south of the US 1 interchange. Heavy delays leaving Holly Springs heading up toward US 1. Your best bet to save time this morning is still going to be taking the toll road 540 out to US 1 and then using that to get up to 55 and 1010 road. And also just in from DOT, big news in Western Johnston County. They're getting ready to open that new Cleveland Road interchange on I-40. The 42 bridge is going to close tonight at 9 o'clock. It's going to stay closed all weekend as they do some work out there. It's going to reopen in time for the Monday morning commute. And this is for the next two weekends. And during that time, you're going to use the Cleveland Road, that new exit that they've been building, to access 42 and I-40. Once all of that's open, you're going to have two exits in that very fast-growing part of Johnston County. This is big, big news on that side of town.
It's always a busy month for festivals, and this weekend is no exception. WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here to help you plan your weekend. First off, Kathy, we have a barbecue festival in Raleigh.
It's going to be so much fun. Okay, Q-Grass is back on Fayetteville Street on Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. There's going to be live music, tasty barbecue from the pit, and more fun. Admission is free, but they're going to have raffles and silent auctions, and those funds are going to go to local children's charities. There's also an after party until 10 p.m. at the Raleigh Times.
Barbecue and bluegrass? Sign me up. And that's not the only festival happening. There are actually a couple of them happening as well.
Yeah, we've got so many things. Okay, so Wake Forest is holding its annual Forest Fest on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in downtown. There's going to be a spring market, farmers market, children's activities, of course, food. Admission is free. And then we go over to Holly Springs. They're holding the Springs Fest on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. downtown. More than 100 vendors, food trucks, local breweries. Admission is free for that one, too.
Well, in Durham, there's another family-friendly event, but this one involves people rappelling off a building. What?
Okay, on Saturday, Duke Children's Hospital is going to host its annual Children's Community Fair and Over the Edge event. It's happening at CCB Plaza in downtown Durham. People will be rappelling down the side of the 21C Museum Hotel to raise money for the Children's Hospital. There's also going to be Family Fun Zone, face painting, Teddy Bear Hospital, so much stuff. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is free.
I've gone over the edge for Special Olympics North Carolina. It's a lot of fun, but scary. Another busy weekend, Kathy. Now, to find out more about these events, just go to WRL.com and search keyword out and about. Thanks, Kathy. Hey, I want you to take a look at this. Pinehurst Resort posting photos discovered from some disposable cameras found in the club storage unit. The cameras are from 2000. Now, despite being expired for 20 plus years, they were able to be developed. Pinehurst says if you know or recognize anyone in these photos, they want to hear from you. Well, a highly anticipated movie becomes part of a theme park attraction, while a couple of other summer flakes share first looks. Here's Ashley Dvorkin around the Hollywood Nation.
These seats slap, Dad. Thank you.
Shyamalan's Trap, Transformers, launch, and an action-packed attraction debuts in today's Hollywood Nation.
I'm not the hero of this story. It's the way you need. I'm just a stunt guy.
A stunt-filled spectacular is heading to Universal Studios Hollywood. In collaboration with Universal Pictures and 87 North, the Fall Guy Stunt-tacular pre-show will join the Waterworld attraction April 27 through May 19th with an original storyline about how stunt performances are created. The movie The Fall Guy, directed by former stuntman David Leitch and starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, is in theaters May 3rd. Netflix's fantasy drama The Witcher will wrap with Season 5. The streamer announced production on Season 4 of the Liam Hemsworth-led series started. 4 and 5 will film back-to-back, then 5 will conclude the series.
Beautiful.
Transformers 1 had a blast with the film's trailer debut, In Space. The origin story held a live stream countdown, then journey to space, and trailer reveal, along with an intro by Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry. Transformers 1 is in theaters September 20th.
No dad jokes, this is serious.
Also in today's first looks is M. Night Shyamalan's thriller Trap, starring Josh Hartnett and Salika Shyamalan. The trailer shows Hartnett as a father with his daughter at a pop concert, where he learns it's actually a setup to catch a serial killer. Trap is in theaters August 9th.
Ashley Dvorkin making the rounds in the Hollywood Nation. Well, Netflix says its password crackdown is actually working. The streaming service says it's gained more than 39 million new customers since blocking password sharing outside of a household. 30 million people joined last year, and the company says 9.3 million have joined so far this year. The streamer says it will stop sharing user data at the beginning of next year as it starts to focus more on financial growth. Denim on denim on denim. Levi's is getting a lift, and it's all thanks to Beyonce. The company says it's seeing a 20% increase in sales since Cowboy Carter dropped. The album contains a track titled Levi's Jeans, featuring Post Malone. Beyonce has also posted several pics wearing denim, denim on denim that sent fans flocking to their stores and website. The company has also changed its name on social media to Levi with two I's to capitalize on the song. Rapper 50 Cent is adding to his resume. The rapper turned actor launched G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana yesterday. The studios will be built in the city's downtown area and will house a range of his upcoming projects starting later this year. He currently has several shows on the network Stars, including the Power franchise and BMF. The rapper plans to develop unscripted projects in the new studios as well, with the first project being a docuseries focused on Sean Diddy Combs. Mariska Hargitay is channeling her inner detective. The star of NBC's Law & Order SVU was filming an episode at a park in New York when a little girl mistook her for a real cop. The little girl was lost and looking for her mom. She thought Mariska Hargitay was a real detective because she was wearing a badge. Well, in a video posted to X, you can see Hargitay stopping production to help the little girl find her mom. It took about 20 minutes before the girl was reunited with her mother. I can't even imagine what that little girl was going through, and actually her mom trying to find her. So glad this story had a very happy ending. Way to go, Mariska Hargitay. Excellent. Before we go to break, we want to give you a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers right there on your screen. 3, 3, 2, and pick 3, pick 4, 3, 7, 6, 7, 2. The cash 5, 5, 10, 21, 22, 25. The cash 5 as well, 3, 6, 24, 26, and 31. We'll get another check of weather and traffic right after the break.